Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 4 DFS Lineup Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. It is free to download, so grab that thing today and let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast Week 4 DFS Lineup Show. My name is Colby, swinging Dan to base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
I'm winning you money each and every week. Last week I won you money. Why you subscribe? Tell a friend. Subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. We're also on Twitter at USFL Gambling. And if you go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot. Find me on Twitter at DColbyD or USFL Gambling. Show us that, and we'll send you a T-shirt. Brand new T-shirt, never been worn. Promise you that. I am joined by a guy that look, they call him the DFS God, but I had to put him to shame again. You know, give it up for Former, I don't know what I'm doing here. The rooftop IPA drinking, home brew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. Former, because it's been so long ago since I won that MVP trophy.
what? I mean, look, I had to just come out and dominate again. Can I just? I'm gonna get some Naked Gun music. Your boy picked Dundee last week. I did hit. I hit out there. So if you followed my lineup, I got some Cold Horn cash coming to you.
And well, you know, in our D-Gen and Listener League, you took home that crown. You mopped the floor with me. My problem was I got two goose eggs from my receivers, Bailey Gaither and Osiris Mitchell. Can't happen.
Well, I actually played Gaither in another lineup, and I really could have taken home some big cash had he not goose egged me. But what is Nick referring to? If you're asking, Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. And we invite you, the listener, to come play with us anytime. USFL DFS, just a few bucks, but it's good trash talking, right? So
that's right. Speaking of trash talk, I'm sorry. Did you have a thought to finish?
No, go for it. Let's talk some trash.
You might have won cold hard cash. You might have beat myself and all the other people in our league, but the side bet, the bottle of bourbon, goes to yours truly. If you recall, if you listened to our pod last week, the side bet was a battle of the defenses in the Tampa Bay Houston game. I went Gamblers, you went Bandits. Neither of them did great, but the Gamblers put up 7 points, Bandits only 4. So the money that you won from me is going to go straight to a bottle of bourbon you're going to send back my way.
Well, you know who won me just a ton of money? It was, I had a lineup that had DeAndre Johnson. And I told, and he was undervalued. He's still undervalued in my opinion. And look, he was 6 of 8 through for 130 yards. He also rushed for 91 and a score, but I also had Trey Williams.
Yeah.
I had the attack of Trey Williams, DeAndre Johnson. And then I had Victor also, who had 2 touchdowns. Their bowling ball running back. What is, I'm drawing a blank on his first name right now, but, Darius Victor.
There you go.
But anyway, those three guys together, cause I was far back before that fine performance late on Sunday night by the New Jersey Generals. So what we're going to do this week though, before we give out the whole weekend's lineup, we got a Friday night showdown going on. And we're inviting you to come play that too. But we got a little showdown going on between the Philadelphia Stars, Brian Scott now out for the season, it appears, and the Michigan Panthers, which all of a sudden, after a shutout, after a dominating performance with against the Pittsburgh Maulers, Jeff Fisher and the Panthers really looking like they perhaps have turned a page, and now they get a little gust from the gods with Brian Scott's injury situation. So could the Panthers jump up into second place with the win Friday night? We're going to get a showdown lineup. Isn't that what they call this thing? A showdown lineup? NC Nick,
cut off on me there for a second.
You still there, buddy? Isn't this called a showdown lineup?
You broke up on me. This is a showdown lineup. Yes, sir.
Well, hopefully my lineup's better than our internet connection. Let's hop into this before we give away our big lineup for the whole weekend. We're going to give away our showdown lineup. All right, let's
go. This was a struggle to pick. I got about 10K left, which I'm not spending, especially with a couple of the injuries in this game. And go and listen to our picks podcast and maybe that'll, explain why I have 4 Panthers and only 2 Stars.
Well, I have 3 Panthers and 4 Stars. So
Mr. Even Steven, well, my captain, even with the captain, the 1.5 price, he's only 4,200. I mean, it's a guy that who had 20 carries for 133 yards and a touchdown last week. That is the new guy in the Panthers backfield, Reggie Corbin.
I mean, I like it. If you listen to me and Sean and Ryan's sports gambling podcast, USFL show, he was on my DFS lineup for that roster that I turned in.
Nice.
He's on my roster. He's just not my captain.
My problem, there's so many people in that backfield now because you have Stevie Scott and the guy Scarlett.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can really trust his point production, but I don't know who in this game you can trust the point production. And Corbin was clearly one of the best players on the field last weekend. So I'm going to try to ride the hot hand with him. Who's your captain?
My captain is, sometimes you got to trust the system play here. Case Kukas, this guy was an FCS baller at Northern Arizona. And look, when he came in, I thought the offense, now I Brian Scott was doing good, but Kukas took way more deep shots. So in a way, I felt like the offense was more explosive under Kukas. The defense couldn't stop the run, and that's really why they lost. So I have Case Cook as my captain at 9,000.
This was a late switch for me because I actually had the same thing because I liked what I saw in the glimpses there in the second half from Cookus, but now he's the main guy leading up to the week against probably the best defense in the USF with the Michigan Panthers. So he's on my roster, but I think the running back position in the rushing game from Michigan can be trusted more so than the Philly passing game. So that's why I swapped him out of the captain chair in favor of Corbin.
Interesting. Well, I did go with both two of the three running backs for the Panthers. You touched on the fact you had Corbin. I have Corbin as well at 2,800. How could you not? And then I went with Stevie Scott at 8,600. Now Scarlett can still burn me
on my team as well.
Okay, I wonder if we just have the same team, but
well, different captain, so there'll be something different there. But yeah, Stevie Scott scored touchdowns in two out of the three games. He's getting the goal line work. I'm thinking that his role in this offense is still secure. It's probably Scarlett that maybe he's getting pushed to the third guy. If I had to take a guess.
Yeah, me too. Even though I've been impressed when I've seen Scarlett play too.
Yeah. Same here.
I don't know, but I agree. So I've basically given away three of my players. You've given away three of your players right now.
Do we both have the other quarterback on the field?
I wasn't going to, but then I realized I had 15 grand on the table and I was like, I have him in my year long fantasy football. We're, you know, we have the same team. Me and Nick are one team in our league over Adult Fantasy, and Shea Patterson's been horrible all year.
Yeah.
Been horrible. Doesn't get any points, but I thought, you know what? All I need is one passing touchdown. And he's probably going to, if he has one passing touchdown, he'll probably outscore. Like I can't trust a Michigan Panther wideout. Right. I mean, Lenore seems to be the best, but Devin Ross gets in there. I don't know.
I have Patterson also just cause I think he's a safer bet. At least the ball is going to be in his hands.
Yeah.
Taking a receiver, they could put up a goose egg. Like I had two receivers last week, put up goose eggs. So yeah, Shea Patterson has definitely not killed it thus far. But if you go back to week one, he did have a passing touchdown in that game.
That's all I need.
And there you go. And so he put up 13.8 fantasy points, obviously not crushing it. Only averaging less than 8 fantasy points per game, but he is a quarterback. And when you have all the money in the world you want to spend and then some, might as well roster the other quarterback too. So we're down to two guys left. Maybe here's where we'll have some differences. My only other player on the Stars, I'm going to go with, I think he's the most in the passing game. I think he's the most consistent guy. And that's the tight end, Bug Howard.
I got him too.
Oh, geez.
Dude, he's coming off a 4-for-78. One touchdown game. He was targeted 5 times. And to be honest, like if they're saying that the Michigan Panthers have the best defense in the league, best pass defense. I don't know that they've faced a tight end that's this good. I think the one weakness might be, I think Bug Howard might have a huge game because of that. I think that.
Yeah.
So
New starting quarterback, kind of looking for that, you know, the big target over the middle, the security blanket. Howard already has touchdowns in two out of the three games this year. Once again, I mean, for me, and maybe I'm going with more safe bets rather than shooting for the moon here with the showdown lineup, but I think he's a safer bet than any other receiver. I mean, because I had the money, I could have spent that anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And I thought about going Jordan Sewell here. That was almost my other play as my last guy. And I still think that's not a bad option if you think, you know, but I don't know that Sewell has that same connection with Cookus. So with my last play, I went Paul Terry. This guy had 9 targets as a running back last week.
Yeah.
He also rushed for 17 yards. They might commit to the run more that it's a backup quarterback, you know, like I think they might think, hey, we might need to run the ball, be a little more conservative. If not, if they're going to air it out, well, he got 9 targets that led the team. So I'm going to go Paul Terry at 1600. So I actually left about 11 grand on the table.
If nobody's played USFL DFS before, I mean, that just sounds so asinine. Cause like, there's no way in hell, like NFL in a showdown lineup or college football or anything, would you leave anywhere near that kind of money? But I'm going to go a little bit different here. And finally we have a difference. I want to go with my last guy, 4,200. I'm going to go Panthers defense. Actually, I think this is going to be a low scoring affair, possibly some turnovers. Like I said, I think the Panthers probably had the best defense in the league. Last week, they shut out Pittsburgh, put up 14 fantasy points. I think they could put up double digit fantasy points again. Give me the Panthers D.
Well, I mean, their pass defense is really good, but they haven't been like a scoring defense thus far. They did block a punt, I think, in the first game, but yeah, I mean, I guess you can make a case for that.
The first two games they put up seven and eight fantasy points, mostly because they're not getting a ton of sacks. Only one sack on the year so far, which is a concern. But I'm just envisioning at least two turnovers by the Stars on, you know, come Friday night. So I think the Panthers might have their highest game yet from a fantasy production standpoint.
There we go. All right. Well, that bottle of bourbon, or just come in and join in for, yeah. Do we have a, I guess we could do it with our next lineup. We're going to give away our weekend lineup, which will feature perhaps some players from that Friday night showdown. But before I get there, I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast DFS show is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. You're also brought to you by us, the SGPN app. Yes, you're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. It is free to download. So you got no excuses. So grab that thing today and let it ride. We're also brought to you by Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. Yes, these are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for them. And it's expert tasted. Yeah, believe it or not, Traded Coffee's team actually taste tests thousands of coffees to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship out to you every day. There's no one perfect coffee. You know, I mean, look, my wife's Colombian. She says, you know, there's all this great coffee out there, but there's a perfect coffee for you. Believe it or not, depends what your personal preference is. So, look, right now Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started today by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee that you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. And don't forget about Mother's Day coming up. All right. A Trade subscription is the perfect gift for coffee lovers in your life. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens. Yes. And their AG1 supplement. You're probably wondering, Colby, what is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all those things. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. You see our God's eye thing with 20 TVs up at the SGPN studios. We're running IP Vanish VPN on those TVs. All right. It makes you virtually invisible online. You know, they'll never know your physical location. So it's pretty fantastic. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promotional code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, here we are, NC Nick. Here we are ready.
You know, that was a great idea you just said there. Trade coffee subscription for Mother's Day.
There you go.
I think I'm going to do that, man. What's the code again?
That code, I believe, is going to be SGP. So if you go, where are we at here? So yeah, if we go to drinktrade.com/SGP.
Boom.
That's, all right. Sorry.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
All right. Moving back to DFS, why we're here. First off, every over under has come down a few points since that news that it's going to be a running clock in the first and third quarter. So right now you're looking at about an over under of 39 points in two games, Tampa Bay, Birmingham, and Houston, New Orleans. Meanwhile, you're looking at more like an over under of only 33 points in Michigan, Philly, and New Jersey, Pittsburgh. Therefore, you probably want to lean towards that Birmingham, Tampa Bay game and the breaker gambler game. Shall we jump right into quarterback?
I think we should just jump right in. What are you doing here? I'm curious.
I'm going to take the quarterback who's put up the most fantasy points in the USFL so far. I think he is, again, the safest bet for production because in three games, he's been between 17 and 21. That is Birmingham's Jamar Smith. He brings it every week.
Bringing it every week. Well, I like that we have a difference here because, look, I strayed away from this quarterback 1 week, and it cost me because I didn't win much. I think I won $12 that week. Well, the other 2 weeks, one of my lineups hit for $1,000 first place, and the other one brought me some cash, and that is DeAndre Johnson at 8,800. Do I smell a bottle of bourbon on the line?
I like it. Bring it on. I mean, look, I think it's a good pick, but I'm just a little bit worried that Luis Perez is still going to see some time there. Meanwhile, Jamar Smith is playing a Tampa Bay defense that I'm not all that sold on. So bring it on, buddy. There's your side bet right there. Jamar Smith versus DeAndre Johnson.
I like it. I like it. Let's do some battle there. All right. So what are you doing running back wise? What is your top priced running back? Is that,
top priced running back? So I got three of them.
I got three this week as well. Yeah.
So I think he did very well for you last week. And that is the New Jersey Generals, Trey Williams.
Boom. I have him as well. I actually think this guy is pushing Mark Thompson for best running back in the league. I think Thompson's number one, but I think right behind him, Trey Williams is a dangerous player to me. Like, he jumps off screen when you watch USFL. There's only like five guys in the league offensively that just jump off screen, maybe six.
Right. And they're playing the Maulers. And if you recall, the Maulers had their rush defense was awful last week. The opposing team ran for 245 yards and three rushing touchdowns against the Maulers. So it makes sense to fade the Pittsburgh run defense. And Trey Williams is really racking up, you know, some yardage here. Hasn't found the end zone yet. So positive touchdown regression candidate. And what you like about him is that he's caught at least four balls in each game. He has 13 catches through three games. So I think he makes a lot of sense at 7.4K.
100%. I had him as well. And I thought about also turning in a lineup because that was what did me so well last week was I had him and Victor, and Darius Victor ran for two touchdowns and 49 yards as well. And caught 31 yards out the backfield. But I only went with Trey Williams. I'm trying to zig where they zag. I've been pretty good at this thing 3 weeks in. So I'm trying to zig when they zag. So Trey Williams, I think, is just, you got to play him because I think he's just the best running back in the second best running back in the league. So the question is there, NC Nick, did you roster the best running back in the league?
You got to, you have to, if you're not rostering Mark Thompson, I'm not sure what you're doing. He's only 6.2K. He's averaging over 100 yards per game. Like we said last week, he had not found the end zone yet. And we said he was your candidate for the positive touchdown. You know, he's going to find the end zone. And sure enough, he did, right?
100%. I mean,
you got to roster him.
He's such a beast. I mean, look, does it concern you? Because I rostered him too. And I almost took him off. I almost traded him out for Paul Terry. And my logic here was that the Breakers seem to be very good on their, if you look, go back and look, you know, last week, the Stallions had no success running on them. You go back and look at the week before, Emmons and Washington were terrible against them. You go back to week one, the Stars didn't commit to running the ball. So either this defense is really, the run defense is really good, or, you know, we're gonna learn right now that Mark Thompson is the best running back in the league. I still rostered him. I took my chances.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that Thompson and Williams are going to be heavily owned come this weekend. So if you do want to zig when others are zagging, then you might want to look elsewhere.
You know what? I'm going to jump off Thompson.
Okay.
I'm going to go Paul Terry, 3,300. Okay.
I mean, that is definitely differentiating your lineup, because anybody can look at the box scores from last week and see the relatively low price tag for Thompson and Williams. But for me, I'm not getting too cute with it. I think, like you said, these guys are probably the best two running backs, and you know, I think they're a safe bet for production. And any other running back, Paul Terry, I don't know, man. So I have one more running back. You do as well, right?
I do, and I just actually switched. So I'm going to keep Thompson. I'm all over the place right now. I'm going to get rid of the third back, which was going to be Reggie Corbin, but I don't trust that he's going to get the same bulk of carries week in, week out yet. So I'm going to go to Mark Thompson over Corbin. Who are you going with as your third back?
First off, I totally agree with Corbin. I mean, I know I just said, you know, in our showdown line on Friday night that he's my captain, but I had to pick somebody in that game as a captain. I don't trust it either, because I think there's three good running backs there. So I think, you know, each week they might, you know, ride a different guy. So I didn't roster Corbin in this one. I'm going to go back to Birmingham and go CJ Marable here. You know, I think he's had a solid game every time. He's averaging almost 13 fantasy points a game, already has two games with touchdowns. And he also chips in the passing game, catching four balls last week. So I think CJ Marable for Birmingham is my third running back at 6.6K.
I like it. I mean, I think my running backs are better, but that's just me. But let's talk wide receiver. My top wide receiver is a guy that pretty much catches a touchdown, I feel like, every week, and that's Isaiah Zuber. I thought about going Osiris Mitchell, but
bounce back game.
I don't know. I have the money to do whatever I want really here.
We both do.
And Osiris Mitchell, he got goose egg, didn't he? I'm going Zuber. I feel like Houston's going to be down a lot of points. They're going to have to pass the ball. So the opportunity for Zuber to catch the ball is going to be better than Osiris Mitchell's, despite I do think Mitchell could still have a decent game. I think he'll get more targets. So give me Zuber, 9,600.
You know, I was all ready to take Johnny Dixon here because, I mean, what, last week, 7 for 86, 2 touchdowns. The chances are he does that again are probably slim and none. So let me jump back over. I'm going to go Victor Bolden here. I'm going to stack him with Jamar Smith. I'm going heavily on this Birmingham game because I don't trust the Tampa Bay defense. Victor Bolden Jr. for 9.8K. We saw him find the end zone last week. I mean, the dude's had what, 14 catches over the last 2 weeks. He's clearly the top target there. And I like what they can do against Tampa.
All right. I only got one. I got this in my defense left. Same with you. One more player. And then
yes, sir.
I'm curious if you went out and grabbed this guy. And I'm talking about, Keyonte Turpin, I believe.
I thought about it. He was in one of my lineups. I ended up not rostering him though.
Kevontae Turpin, from TCU. I remember when he was at TCU. Now here's my logic here is they started to have success with these jet sweeps with him. So he not only is catching the ball, he was 5 catches, 78 yards. He also got 3 rushes, and I'm expecting that to enhance. He didn't get a touchdown. I think he's due. Kevontae Turpin, 7,300.
Didn't have the money for it. My last guy in even 5K, Derek Dillon, Tampa Bay Bandits, really burst onto the scene last week, catching all six of his targets for 124 yards and a touchdown. With that Jordan Tamu led offense, I think the passing game is getting cranked up, getting better. And I think they're going to need to score some points here. Usually Birmingham games are kind of shootouts, so I don't trust either defense. I think there's going to be offense in this game. This is a Saturday night game. Yeah. So give me Derek Dillon for 5K.
Dillon, you son of a bitch. Yes. I'm quoting Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator. A terrible Arnold impersonation, but you got to forgive me. I got the flu right now. I like that play. I like that play. So it comes down to defense here. I took a gamble, and that doesn't mean I took the Gamblers. I actually took the team they're playing. I took the New Orleans Breakers because with their run defense being that elite, in my opinion, Clayton Thorson's success comes when the defense fears the rushing attack. If they're able to bottle up Mark Thompson, which I know he's on my roster, then I expect their passing attack to struggle. So I'm going to take the Breakers at 5,200.
I'm going to go with the same team that was in my showdown lineup, and that is the Panthers defense. For all the same reasons I said earlier, I think they're probably the best defense in the league, and they're playing what is basically a backup quarterback.
All right. I mean, that one, I took a shot on the Breakers. I was trying to think, like, what could we not see coming? Because I feel like a lot of people are going to have, the Generals against the Maulers. I think that would be the number one answer.
I think most people are looking to fade the Maulers right now. So, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'll take the Philadelphia Stars playing that Michigan Panther offense. How about that?
Okay. All right.
How about that? I'll switch it up.
I mean, we know Shea Patterson can toss a pick or two.
Yeah, there you go. All right, folks. Well, look, like I said, we are inviting you in the virtual house of the USFL Gambling Podcast. Come kick back on the couch, crack open a beer, essentially, because we want you to come play DFS with us. Yes, we tweet this out. So follow at USFL Gambling and follow at NC_NICK and follow me on Twitter at TheColeBD. We tweet from all three of those accounts. You'll see this, how to enter. So jump on in, have some fun, and let the good times roll. Subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. We got a great weekend full of sports, guys. First off, me, Patty C, NC Nick, we're not only giving you the USFL Gambling Podcast, we give you the college football experience and the college basketball experience, which we talk year round. So go check out those feeds. But I know this weekend, it's got so much sports going on. You got the NHL playoffs. Well, our friends over here, the NHL Gambling Podcast, you should check them out. I watched a great game the other night between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the New York Rangers. Get in on that. I'm telling you, our hockey guys know. The NBA Gambling Podcast, which NBA playoffs going on, and don't forget the Kentucky Derby. I mean, we got you covered. The Kentucky Derby, just a fantastic event every single year. So you got that covered on the Sports Gambling Podcast and also the Notorious OTB. So go check that podcast out. And I'm telling you, you're going to love, get a mint julep in you. We got the College Baseball Experience. Noah Beanick doing a great job there. As we got college baseball games, you know, the season's winding down and over there before we get to Omaha. And what else do we got? We got a big UFC fight. We got you covered on that. We got you covered pretty much everything. What am I forgetting? MLB Gambling Podcast doing a great job as well. Baseball season going. We got you covered. Get the SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. You got no excuses there. You'll get access to all of our picks, podcasts. NC Nick writes a ton of great content over there for us. So do all that. Let's have a good one here as week four heats up with the USFL. All right, folks, this is the USFL Gambling Podcast DFS style. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here. Do you come from a land down under? Where men go and men wonder? Can't you hear? Can't you hear?